said he wants two people for the job. He said he doesn't want just you or just me. He wants...
Him and I?
What, would you ever say both of us or all two of us?
Well, yes, you can use that term. Be correct.
Which would you say?
Well, normally you'd say he wants he and I.
Okay.
That is, I would normally say he wants he and I, but you can say he wants both of us and still be correct.
And if you knocked at the door and someone asked who's there, and you know that they recognize your voice, you might answer, it's
I.
Okay. And if it was a man at the door, you'd say, it's
him.
And if it's a woman?
It's her.
And two people?
Them.
And find out how tall you are. You say, he's not as tall as...
He looks.
Or comparing him to yourself, you say, he's not as tall
as... Well, he's not as tall as I am.
Or I'm not as tall.
As he is.
And he can do that better.
Than I.
And say if you'd been to Arkansas and hadn't gone any more north than that, you'd say, Arkansas is...
The place where they have Arkansas wedding cake. Come again on that. Come again on that thing. I did. You ever hear of Arkansas wedding cake? You know what that is?
What is it?
Cornbread.
No, I never heard of it.
Okay. You go over on that, babe.
You say, Arkansas is what north I've ever been. Arkansas is...
Is the farthest north.
And if something belongs to me, you'd say it's...
It's mine.
Okay. And if it belongs to both of us, it's...
Belongs to us.
Or it's...
Ours.
And to them, it...
Belongs to them.
Or
is theirs.
And to him?
His.
And to her?
Hers.
And to you?
To me.
Or
mine.
Or if it belonged to me, you'd say...
It belongs to me, or it's mine.
Or if it belonged to me, you would say
it's yours.
And if there was a group of people at your house and they were getting ready to leave, you'd tell them, well, I hope what come back again. I hope.
Well, I hope. Normally, the old rag, and I hope you all come back again. Is that what you want?
Do you use the word you all?
Normally, that's just a common expression, yes.
Would you ever use it to just one person?
No. To one person, you would say, come back,
okay.
Normally. But if it's more than one, you know, you all come back.
And if there's a group at your house, and you're asking them about their coats, you know, everyone's coats, you say,
Where are your coats?
Would you ever say y'all's or you all's coats?
I've heard it used, but I don't remember using it myself.
And if there had been a party that you hadn't been able to go to, and later you were asking about the people that had gone, you might ask someone...
Who was at the party?
Did you ever say who all was at the party?
Yeah, you'd say that. It's a slang, but you used that expression. You just say, who all was at the party?
And there's a group of children that obviously belong to more than one family. You might ask about them. Children, are they?
Whose kids are they?
Did you ever say who all's kids are they?
I don't ever remember asking whose kids are they, let alone asking who all's kids they are. But normally you would hear that occasionally, I'm sure. Excuse me, sugar. Auditing. Sugar pie, he told me he was going to slip out and see if he could get him a bite to eat without getting all the sugar melted. You want me to call you back? You at office? No. How are you? Okay. I'll tell you to call you at the office when you get back. Okay? Bye-bye.
About all of the speaker's remarks, you know, everything he said, you'd ask someone, did he say
that?
Or if you wanted to find out the content of his speech, you would ask someone.
What was the subject
okay.
He spoke on?
Would you ever say what all did he talk about?
For myself, no, I don't think I'd use the term.
And